you believe they had the audacity? Welcome to the Have the Audacity podcast. I'm your host, JC Lawlin. I'm on a mission to empower women like you to live audaciously. What does it mean to live audaciously, you ask? Living audaciously means you're no longer available for living your life based on someone else's agenda, standards, or boundaries. It's time to activate your power, use your voice, and create the life you're meant to live. So the next time someone asks, can you believe she had the audacity? You can look at them and say, yeah, I did. Hey, audacious human. Today, I feel like we need to have an important conversation. I'm going to try and keep this quick. This is going to be a sassy conversation where I know I'll be challenging a belief in you, but it needs to happen. Remember, here at the Have the Audacity podcast, we are all about leaning into the uncomfortable because that's where growth happens. So, here's the deal. I want you to stop apologizing for things you know you do not need to apologize for. I say this with the most love for you and as someone who used to apologize for everything. I mean, I would get stuck in I'm sorry loops, and I know if you apologize a lot, you know what I'm talking about. Where you say I'm sorry and the other person's like, don't say you're sorry, and you're like, okay, I'm sorry for saying I'm sorry. And then they look at you and you're like, okay, I'm sorry. And then you just want to say it again and that's the only thing. And you're just like, okay, I'm sorry loop. I've been there. I've done it. So I'm pointing this out. And I know once we have this conversation today, you're going to see this everywhere. As society, we have been conditioned, especially women, to apologize for everything. And we're done. Picture this. You're walking down the aisle in the grocery store. You're pushing your cart, getting your groceries. You come to the end of the aisle and someone crosses in front of you and you stop before even remotely colliding with the other person. Now, do you say, oh, excuse me, or I'm sorry? If you say I'm sorry, why are you sorry? Now, I want to have a dramatic pause here and give you time to think about it, how you would really react. But that would be weird on a podcast, so let's pretend I did that. Why are you sorry? Are you sorry for being a human being and taking up space? If no one has told you this before, it is your right as a person, as a human being, to take up space. You don't need to apologize for that. Think about this scenario. Have you ever been in a crowded situation, like at a concert or a show or something, and a large gathering of people, and you need to get to your seat that's in the middle of the row? And we all do this. We stand there and try to think, how do I get to my seat without disturbing anybody else? But you realize you have to scoot in front of the people. You have to do the scoot. Do you say, excuse me? Or do you say, I'm sorry? Or can I come through? Or is it a combination of both? Like an excuse me, I'm sorry combo. Why? Why are you just saying that? You need to stop saying that because you have a right as a human who purchased a ticket or a human attending the event to get to your seat. You just say, excuse me, and get your scoot on through to your space. You get to take up space as a human. You don't need to apologize for it. This goes even to being at a restaurant and ordering food or something and a waiter brings you the wrong drink. Do you say, I'm sorry, this isn't what I ordered? Try, excuse me, I ordered this water with lemons. Could I get some lemons for my water? Thank you. I don't even know why lemons for water came to my mind because I don't even drink lemons in my water. So, anyway, you aren't being rude or ungrateful to the server. You are just asking for what you ordered. As you're right, as a person at an establishment, you may ask for what you ordered. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't apologize for it. Now, I'm not saying you need to go around and say, Jason said that I don't need to apologize for anything anymore. That's not what I'm saying. If you're wrong, if you make a mistake, like you spill something on someone, or you're rude, you unintentionally or even intentionally hurt someone's feelings, yes, own your mistake, apologize, and say you're sorry. But please, stop apologizing for existing and taking up space. You get to take up space. And I just really want that to sink in for you. I want you to remember, excuse me and I'm sorry are not synonymous. Those phrases are different. We need to sit and think about the difference between these phrases and use them correctly. They're not the same. Remember, excuse me and I'm sorry are not synonymous. I'll talk to you soon. First, I want to say thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It truly means so much to me that you were here and that I got to be a small part of your day. I have three things to tell you before you go, though. First, please rate and review this podcast. It truly helps this podcast grow and get the message out, and is such a simple thing that you could do to support the show. Thank you for doing that. Second, share this episode with somebody right now that you know needs to hear it, or take a screenshot, tag me on social media, and let me know what you loved about this episode. I love getting to connect with you. And the third, last thing I have is I cannot let you go without sending you off into the rest of your day with the reminder that I want you to always remember you are worthy, you have value. You get to take up space in this world simply because you exist. Don't let anyone, including yourself, convince you otherwise. And if that idea or vision for your life is in you, it is for you. Living with this phrase in mind in today's world is such a truly audacious thing for you to do. So, until the next time I talk to you, remember, have the audacity.